This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, was blown out by his own party on Tuesday, something that's never happened before in the middle of a congressional term. Here's VOA's congressional correspondent, Catherine Gibson.
For the first time ever, the leader of the U.S. House of Representatives has been removed from power.
Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Republican Representative Matt Gaetz forced a vote on removing McCarthy, expressing frustration at McCarthy's leadership after he failed to pass a government funding bill last week with conservative spending priorities. U.S. lawmakers will hold elections next week for a new Speaker of the House, the person who is second in the presidential line of succession. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Zimbabwean authorities have been searching for survivors after a disused mine collapsed last week, but as days pass, hopes are fading. David Doyle says they've only managed to retrieve just one body on Tuesday.
The disused 700-meter-deep mine in Jugutu, more than 60 miles west of the capital Harare, collapsed on Friday. As the days have passed, dozens of family members have gathered at the site. But for many, Tuesday's solitary retrieval added to their dwindling hopes that their loved ones will make it out. Accidents in disused mines are common in Zimbabwe, where artisanal and small-scale miners defy authorities by mining in old shafts that are prone to collapse.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. They will resume searching today. This is VOA News. Human rights groups on Tuesday urged Indonesia to investigate suspected arms sales by state-owned companies to Myanmar, where Indonesia has been trying to promote reconciliation since a 2021 military coup. An Iranian teenage girl is in critical condition in the hospital, two prominent rights activists told Reuters on Wednesday, after falling into a coma following what they said was a confrontation with agents in the Tehran metro for violating the hijab law. Armita Gervland's case is highly sensitive, raising concerns the 16-year-old might face the same fate as Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman, whose death in a coma last year in the custody of morality police sparked months of nationwide protest. Former President Donald Trump's fraud trial continues on Wednesday in New York, where VOA's Aaron Reynon says Trump found guilty of fraud in a summary judgment by the judge. They are now presenting evidence to set the penalties.
In one example, Trump valued his 40 Wall Street property at more than $735 million, while the official appraisal was $550 million, a difference of almost $200 million. In another case, Trump valued his Mar-a-Lago property at $739 million, a figure the New York Attorney General says is more than 10 times over a reasonable estimate of its worth. Trump vehemently denies these charges. Aaron Reynon, VOA News, New York City.
Muslim comic creators are working to change Islamic stereotypes in American pop culture. Jenna Julo has our story.
The comic book series Zindan focuses on a mythical prison that holds the world's worst criminals. Psychiatrist and comic creator Omar Mirza says it is part of countering stereotypes of Muslim characters as villains and terrorists.
We have a group of people that we call the Ansars, and we draw from Islamic history, which, you know, the Ansars were sort of the Prophet's helpers at the time. And so in our story, the Ansars are sort of like this noble group of folks that are tasked with the responsibility to guard this prison.
Jenny Adulo, VOA News, San Diego, California.
Pope Francis is shaming and challenging world leaders to take concrete action to slow climate change before it's too late. In an update to his landmark 2015 encyclical, he's warning that God's increasingly warming creation is fast reaching a point of no return. The document, Praise God, was released Wednesday on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.